Welcome to the Apple Insider Podcast. This is your host, Stephen Robles, and this is the recap episode covering Apple's One More Thing event that happened today, Tuesday, November 10th. Apple started the event by announcing the new chip that's going in their Apple Silicon-based Macs, and they are calling it the M1 chip. The M1 chip is based on that 5-nanometer process that we've also seen in the A14 chip that went in the iPhone 12 and the new iPad Air. This new system on a chip combines all the CPU, GPU, RAM, the I/O, all in this one chip, the M1. Apple is saying it has 16 billion transistors, and the CPU is made up of 4 high-performance cores and 4 high-efficiency cores, so it's an 8-core CPU inside the M1 chip. The GPU on this chip is also now integrated. There's no discrete graphics in these first Apple Silicon Macs, and the GPU is an 8-core GPU built into the M1 chip. Apple is claiming it's the world's fastest integrated graphics, and it also has a 16-core neural engine in addition to the GPU. And again, they're just saying that this is a super fast chip, the fastest that you will see, faster than any PC laptop you can find on the market now. There is a unified memory architecture. So what that means is before, if you would have a discrete graphics card or you would have RAM dedicated for the graphics, now all that memory is unified or integrated. So when you get the 8 gigabytes of RAM or the 16 gigabytes of RAM in these new Apple Silicon Macs, that RAM is used both for the CPU and GPU tasks together. And so the M1 will intelligently decide where to allocate the RAM as you're performing tasks. Apple says it's also the most advanced security built into any chip of any computer. Craig Federighi spent a moment talking about the changes in macOS Big Sur coming with the M1 chip, like universal apps, where you can have one download from the Mac App Store or from a software developer's own website. And in that one download, it would have code to run both on an Intel chip and an Apple Silicon natively. Omni Group was actually featured along with Cable Sasser from Panic, talking about how they're making their apps to be universal. They also talked about the Rosetta 2 technology, which allow you to run apps that haven't been updated for Apple Silicon yet. You'll still be able to run those apps before they're updated on your Apple Silicon-based Mac. And as they announced before, you can actually run iPad and iPhone apps right on your Mac. So then we come to the actual hardware announcements. They announced 3 new Macs that are Apple Silicon based, and there's some differences as far as, can you still get the Intel versions? What's any hardware differences? So the first one they announced is the brand new MacBook Air with the M1 chip. It's 3.5 times faster than the previous MacBook Air with 5 times faster graphic performance, all thanks to that M1 chip. Now, what's notable about this MacBook Air is there is no fan. No fan for any kind of cooling in this MacBook Air, so you know it will always be silent, much like an iPad Pro or iPad would be, because there's no fan. They're claiming 15 hours of web browsing, 18 hours of video playback, which is 6 more than the previous MacBook Air, and they're bringing P3 wide color gamut to the display. Notably, there is still only Touch ID in any of the Macs that they announced today. There is no Face ID coming to any Macs that they announced. Now, this new MacBook Air starts at just $999, so $1,000. For education, it's $899. Now, that $999 price point comes with 8 gigs of RAM and a 256 gig SSD. You can upgrade that to 16 gigs of RAM and 2 terabyte SSD, but that'll cost you $2,049 to upgrade the MacBook Air as far as possible. That doesn't include AppleCare. And one more notable thing about the MacBook Air, you cannot get the Intel version anymore. If you go to the Apple Store right now, you cannot buy a new MacBook Air with an Intel chip. And that's different than the next two Macs that were announced. Next came the Mac Mini with the new M1 chip. So all the same benefits they talked about with the MacBook Air and the M1 chip, now it comes to the Mac Mini. There is some changes here with the I/O. There's actually only 2 USB-C ports on this new Mac Mini with the M1 chip, as opposed to the 4 Thunderbolt 3/USB-C ports on the previous version. Now, these 2 ports now have USB 4 as well and can drive that Pro Display XDR at 6K. So they're more powerful ports, but you only get 2, not 4 like on the previous version. Now, this new Mac Mini starts at just $699, so that's $100 cheaper than before. So the new Mac Mini starts at $699, but you get 8 gigs of RAM and a 256 gig SSD with that base price. If you want to upgrade to 16 gigs of RAM and a 2 terabyte SSD, that'll go for $1,699 with the new Mac Mini. Now, notably, if you go to Apple's store right now, apple.com, and you go to the store or the app, you can still buy the Intel-based Mac Mini with the Core i5 or i7, and you can still buy that now, and it still has the 4 Thunderbolt 3 ports and all the old Mac Mini stuff. So you can still get that Intel-based Mac Mini alongside the new M1-powered Mac Mini. That's unlike the MacBook Air, where you can't get that Intel MacBook Air anymore. So that's the Mac Mini with the M1. And finally, they also announced a MacBook Pro, just the 13-inch. Only the 13-inch now has the M1 chip. Now, a couple things about this. There is a cooling system, so you do have a fan, but they're saying it is 2.8 times faster than the previous MacBook Pro 13-inch. You get 17 hours of web browsing, 20 hours of video playback, longest battery life in any Mac, Apple is claiming. They improved the mics, and there's two USB-C ports that also do the USB 4, so you can drive a Pro Display XDR at 6K. So you get those same powerful Thunderbolt / USB 4 ports, but you only get two. You cannot get a 13-inch MacBook Pro right now with four USB-C ports with the M1 chip. The M1 chip 13-inch MacBook Pros only have those two ports. Now, they are still selling the Intel-based MacBook Pro 13-inch on their website. So if you want to get the four USB-C ports, or you still want to get the Intel Core i7, or you still want to get just the Intel-based Mac for whatever reason, but you definitely want those four ports, you can still buy the Intel MacBook Pro 13-inch, and you also have the M1-powered MacBook Pro 13-inch, both on the website. The 13-inch MacBook Pro starts at $1,299, $1,199 for education, but that $1,299 gets you 8 gigs of RAM and a 256 gig SSD. If you max out the new MacBook Pro 13-inch with the M1 chip with 16 gigs of RAM, that's as high as it goes, and 2 terabyte SSD, that'll cost you $2,300 for that new 13-inch MacBook Pro with the M1 chip. You can actually order it right now. You can go on the Apple Store app or on the website, order today, and they're available next week. And Apple also announced that Big Sur, the new macOS operating system, that update is coming for everyone Thursday, November 12th of this week. Now, again, a couple notable things. No Face ID in any of these MacBooks, the MacBook Air or the MacBook Pro. They still have Touch ID. Limited ports, or you have less ports than you did on these Macs than you did before. And there's no Face ID, and there's absolutely no hardware design change. These Macs, the 13-inch MacBook Pro, the 13-inch MacBook Air, and the Mac Mini, look pretty much identical to the previous versions. The notable difference is that M1 chip inside the MacBook. That the fact that there's no fan inside the MacBook Air is another big hardware difference. You don't see it, but it'll make a big difference. If you never want to hear your computer, you won't have that fan. So you can check out all of these computers, the MacBook Air, the Mac Mini, and the 13-inch MacBook Pro, all on Apple.com, or go to that Apple Store app, check out all the configurations, but you can order it today and they're available next week. Don't forget to check out AppleInsider.com, where we have articles about all the things that were announced today, and also a little teaser that came at the end of the Apple event. If you stayed around to watch it, John Hodgman made a comeback as the PC guy. I don't know if you remember those old PC versus Mac commercials. They were pretty fun. But he came back just to give a little teaser right there at the end. Not to tease any products or announcements, but it was just kind of fun. Now, no other products were announced. We didn't get AirTags. We didn't get AirPod Studio. We didn't get a new Apple TV. No other products. The only hardware announced were those three computers, the MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and 13-inch MacBook Pro with the new M1 chip. Well, we'll dive even deeper into these computers and more on this week's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget our weekly episode comes out every Friday on Apple Insider. You can just search Apple Insider in your podcast app of choice and find us there. If you haven't yet, we'd greatly appreciate a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts. That'll help us out. And we'd love to interact with you on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Robles. Love to tweet at you about the iPhones, the Macs. Give me your thoughts on this new M1 chip, or if any of these Macs are appealing to you, if you might be going for one of these. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy these recap episodes, and we'll catch you this Friday on Apple Insider's podcast. And don't forget, HomeKit Insider comes out every Monday. Andrew O'Hara and I talk about HomeKit products and news. You don't want to miss that either. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.